Moncrief on News Talk.
The Occupied Territories Bill is slowly wending its way through government. Now, when and if it's enacted, presumably it will be, it will ban importing products in the occupied West Bank, but that excludes the rest of Israel. And should we be considering that trade relationship as well? Because it is rather substantial. Dr. Patrick Brody from UCD joins us now. Afternoon, Patrick.
Hey, how's it going?
How much are we importing from Israel and what is it?
So the statistics on goods, which kind of came out and made headlines a few weeks ago, is that there's about $3.26 billion in exports from Israel coming into Ireland in 2024. That is up massively from, let's say, even 2020, when the number was much, much lower, in the order of a couple hundred million. And the statistics say, and again, like, there's a lot of kind of different reporting around these things and, you know, kind of some discrepancies. But what the kind of official statistics say is that this is primarily almost, I think it's about 3 billion of it, is electronic integrated circuits and microassemblies, which are technologies used in high-tech manufacturing for the most part, and in large part, microchip and pharmaceuticals manufacturing.
Right. Okay. So it's probably largely American companies already here that are importing that stuff.
Yeah, that's the, again, it's hard to kind of parse through these statistics, but, you know, kind of going into, you know, I did a search a few weeks ago, you know, kind of just based on some of my research around, you know, Ireland's kind of dependence on these, you know, huge U.S. multinationals, kind of was just curious as to where exactly these circuits were coming from. You know, for example, what companies were sending them from Israel. And by far, the largest exporter of these goods from Israel is Intel, which, you know, again, there's, I could not find the sort of direct connection there, but the suspicion is that with, you know, billions of, you know, kind of these exports coming out of Israel, right, you know, that these, you know, the kind of primary purveyor of these into Ireland would more than likely be Intel, which says something about the economic relationship that Ireland has with, you know, how this ties Ireland into these kinds of international networks of trade due to the location of these huge U.S. companies here, right? Whether those plants are located in Israel or elsewhere, right? But it kind of says something about, you know, kind of just how important those trade relationships with the U.S. are, that that there's such a huge, you know, kind of import of these goods from Israel.
Mm, but is there any particular reason why that figure, because as you said, a couple hundred million 5 years ago, or less than 5 years ago, and now it's in the billions.
Yeah.
That's an extraordinary increase. Is there any reason why there has been that increase?
Again, that's hard to parse out. This is a lot of commercially sensitive data. You know, there was kind of a lot of discussion on this a few weeks ago when these statistics came out as to the, you know, kind of discrepancies around, you know, how different countries record export data, import data, how you classify goods versus services. The Ditch did some really good reporting around, you know, for example, the discrepancies in the data coming out of direct goods trade with the occupied territories, right? And what the government's response to that was, that different countries report these exports and imports in different ways, right? So Ireland's numbers might actually be different from, you know, how they're being reported from Israel. That said, as of a few years ago, you know, the something that might kind of, again, signal a shift in, at the very least, Intel's, you know, kind of strategies, you know, and in terms of their relationships between their plant here and their plant in Israel, is that there was a kind of dueling expansions between these two plants, as well as some kind of new products coming online, that some of those shifts or some of those products were sort of, the manufacturing has been shifted here. You know, in their 2024 report, Intel said that their, I believe it's their Intel 7 products are increasingly going to be manufactured here. Again, I don't know if that's the cause, but this is
But just to be clear, yeah. do we know for a certain fact that it's Intel who are importing all this stuff?
No. Yeah, that's a very good question, because it's more than likely that they play quite a significant part due to the fact that there is these, you know, kind of direct goods transfers. And, you know, Intel in their, you know, kind of tax reporting says that they use transfer pricing as well, which means that there is transfers of goods, you know, it's sometimes creative accounting between their facilities, right? So it does speak to the fact that Intel, that Israel's largest, you know, kind of exporter of these specific things that make up the three billion of the 3.26 billion in trade in goods between Ireland and Israel, that Intel, or that Israel's biggest, you know, exporter of these goods is Intel, right? So it says a lot that that is more than likely playing a significant role.
But and, is it within Ireland, do individual companies have to say, we've imported X amount of products from Israel? Do they have to report that to a central government body in Ireland?
Yes, but the way that this then gets, you know, kind of reported to the public, you know, for example, you can go on the Central Statistics Office website. You know, I was kind of going through these numbers, preparing for this morning. And for example, you can see exactly how much services, for example, are being exported and imported between Ireland and Israel there. Mm. The breakdown of those numbers is much more difficult to kind of parse out. And, you know, so for example, there's about in 2023, there was about 9 billion total in trade between Ireland and Israel. I believe it's about 6 billion in 6 billion and 3 billion across the two. So it's about 9 billion total, which again is even larger than the amount of goods being you know, exchanged, which is you know, kind of one of the key levers around the Occupied Territories Bill, right? You know, these discussions.
Yeah, and there was a big controversy about this, the services. What are the services?
Yeah. So the services are, in large part, at least what's kind of entered into discussions. You know, the Financial Times did some reporting on this. It's things like tech companies, right? Companies like Airbnb as well, who are headquartered here. Their European headquarters are, you know, here in Ireland. They offer services, you know, for example, short-term lets,
yeah,
which is what Airbnb does in the illegal settlements in the West Bank. And that is something that has, you know, gotten them in trouble, you know, on various occasions, but that continues to be, you know, kind of a part of their business operations. And so the within those services, right, with these companies headquartered in Ireland, that constitutes that trade happening, right? And again, I would say it's probably a pretty small proportion of Airbnb's trade is in the occupied territory specifically, which then, you know, kind of requires that kind of larger conversation that you were gesturing towards about, you know, Ireland's kind of general trade links with Israel, not just the occupied territory.
Yeah, but is it mostly because of tech companies that are headquartered here that there's such a large amount of services trade between here and Israel?
Yeah, that would be they would kind of be the largest players, if not among the largest players, right? There is, you know, for example, financial services that operate through Ireland as well. But the tech companies, you know, as folks will know, you know, U.S. multinationals, many of whom are, you know, some of the largest companies in the world, you know, the Googles, Facebooks, Metas, Microsofts, even the Airbnbs of the world, right? You know, are, you know, have extremely significant European operations here. Many of them have their European headquarters here, you know, to avail of, you know, the business environment, including tax breaks and things like this. So a lot of that trade, a lot of these companies that operate in Israel, right, are filtering profits, are filtering, you know, money made in, you know, whether it's illegal settlements or in the case of, you know, Google and Amazon Web Services, for example, they have a direct contract with the Israeli government and the IDF to operate, you know, their cloud services for AI targeting systems, for example, right?
Yeah, but say, would the money from that, for instance, be coming into Ireland through their corporate
entities? Yes, more than likely. Again, there's a lot of creative accounting that goes on, but when it comes down to it, if these companies are filtering profits through Ireland, right, through these various tax regimes, through you know, decisions being made, you know, either here or between here and the U.S. or between the U.S. and Israel, right, you know, that ties Ireland into these things in extremely profound ways. And, you know, for example, when this cloud partnership was announced, it was called Project Nimbus between Google and Microsoft a few years ago. They had not yet built any data centers in Israel yet, Amazon Web Services and Google. And so in the meantime, while they were building these data centers in Israel, a lot of those cloud services were being filtered through their data centers in Europe, including in Ireland, right? So there is these, you know, kind of very direct links, you know, again, whether that's that these AI training models were, you know, at all trained here, but, you know, at the very least, these profits being filtered through Ireland are facilitating the operations of these companies, right? Mm-hmm. And that is due to this kind of long historical relationship of Ireland kind of betting its whole economy on U.S. multinationals, really, right?
Yeah. Well, I suppose it's become an increasingly difficult web to unpick then at that point, in that Ireland is dependent on U.S. multinationals, but that, and it's almost like an unintended consequence of that.
Yep.
They probably hadn't even thought of it. So, wow. Patrick, thanks very much for speaking with us today. That's Dr. Patrick Brody, Assistant Professor at the School of Information and Communication Studies at UCD.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.